Hi guys, this is Tony Procopio. I'm a senior consultant with Ambit Energy, working the business on a part-time basis for the past little over 2 years. And some quick background on me. I live over in New Fairfield, Connecticut, and I'm a recruiter by trade in the IT and sales sectors. I've been doing that for about 14 years, helping people get jobs. And my wife, Diana, we build the business as a team together on a part-time basis, and she has a daycare business in our town. She's had that business for about 14 years as well. We've both been working about 65 hours a week for 14 years and started this on a part-time basis to basically leverage our time and be able to buy back some of that time. And now the residual income from our business by doing some work consistently and persistently over time over the past 2 years has allowed us to knock Diana's weekly hours down from 65 hours a week to 25 hours a week. So we're really excited about that. We're chipping away at the rest of our incomes as well. So really excited about the future and what we've got our hands on here. Wanted to talk to you today a little bit about the anatomy of a one-on-one. And a lot of times we get into this business and get started and we start showing this program to people from just a factual standpoint. And we're going to talk a little bit further and get a little deeper into the objective of actually what we're doing and what we're looking to accomplish. And when we go out and show the plan, we are looking to get people to take a look. That is our focus, is to get people to simply take a look at this business. However, when we are sitting down with those people, our objective is really to find out what they want and then show them how the Ambit Energy vehicle can get them there. That's really what we're doing. Find out what people want and show them how they can get it with the Ambit Energy business vehicle. So consider the following three statements. Think about these things. When we were down at Ambition this year, I remember Jim Mason talking about a quote out of a book, when two people with rapport come together, the person with the most influence always persuades the other one. And that really stuck with me. And what's also stuck with me is what Ray Monty talks about all the time when he's talking about the person asking the questions in a conversation is the one who is in control. And Ray talks about how he's an interviewer when he's sitting down with people to do a one-on-one. He doesn't do a whole lot, but he interviews people. And if you think about this as well, the number one topic that a person likes to talk about is himself or herself. And that's in a number of books. That's in a book that I recently read called How to Have Confidence and Power in Dealing with People. So if those three statements are true, and they are, then by asking lots of questions about the other person, you'll accomplish three things. Number one, you will be in control of that conversation. Number two, the other person will feel good about it. They'll feel good about you being in control of that conversation because they're talking about themselves. And number three, you will have influence over them and you will influence that conversation. So the first thing we really do when we sit down with people is to set the expectations and find out about them. So, it's kind of like when I sit down with people, I just, just for an example, I usually start out with timing and I say, hey, timing is everything. Would you agree? And most people say, yeah, absolutely. And I'll say, well, and timing is why I'm so excited about our rapidly expanding business. I have a quick 15-minute video overview to bring you up to speed. And if you see something you like, we can chat further about it. But if not, that's no big deal. At least you'll know about something that's already working. And, and if you already know that person, you can just start talking to them more about, why you're doing it. But if you don't really know the person, you kind of have to segue there and say, but first, before we do all of that, tell me a little bit about yourself. And really take a genuine interest in that person and ask lots of questions about them, things about their family, about their occupation or work background, what they do for recreation. Those types of things, and you can ask all kinds of questions like where did you grow up? Where do you live now? What kind of job do you do right now? What kind of work do you do? Or what's your background? How long have you been doing that? What did you do before you're doing what you're doing now? Are you married? Do you have kids? How old are they? There's so many questions. What do you like to do when you're blowing off steam or, for fun when it's just you and some of your friends? You're like, what do you like to do? Or what do you like to do with your family? So you really take a genuine interest and ask lots of questions because that is valuable information to build that rapport with somebody. And then really what you want to do is share your why, and you want to do it quickly. You want to craft a quick, like 1 minute or less, compelling story about why you are doing this. And it's a true story. You want to practice that story maybe with somebody on your team. to make sure that it sounds good and that it comes out right. So definitely craft a compelling reason why you're doing this. And then after that, you're just going to basically tell them what you're looking for. The next thing is when you're setting this tone and taking leadership in the conversation is, you know, I say something like this, you know, in my chosen profession on a part-time basis in network marketing, and it is my chosen profession, I'm in the business of creating permanent residual income for all of the people that I decide to work with and spend my time with. And I choose those partners wisely. You know, I work with committed, hardworking people of integrity. People who want more out of life. They're not done. They're not lazy. They're not complacent. They're people who have, you know, they're not people who have no desires or no aspirations. I'm looking for people that are moving forward. So the next thing you want to do after you let them know what you're looking for is to identify what they want. And this is really your number one objective at this point when you're sitting down with somebody, because what they want, what their personal goals are and what their why is, therein lies the motivation for them to take action and do something with the business. So, you know, I usually say something like, before I show you what we do and how we do it, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Is that okay? And notice what I said there. Before I show you what we do and how we do it, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Is that okay? You're going to get a yes, and that's what you're looking for. And if you get a no, then you don't need to go any further with the conversation. So what we're doing there is we're positioning this information, the video that we're going to show them, or whatever we're going to show them, you know, we're positioning it to be that we need to find out why they're doing it so we can show them what we do and how they can get it. What we're not trying to do is show them what we do up front, how we do it, and then find out why. That would be backwards. And so if you can get into the why first and then show them what we do and how we do it, your presentations will go much better. Your one-on-one meetings will go much better, whether it's, you know, on the phone one-on-one, if they're at a distance, or whether it's face-to-face one-on-one if they're close by. So the first thing I ask them is, you know, first off, I want to ask you this. If you were to own your own business on a part-time basis and it didn't interfere with what you're doing now, how much money would you need to earn every month to make it worth your time? Or maybe it's a specific goal or a dream or aspiration or something that they'd like to accomplish. It may not be a money goal. It could be a time goal. It could be anything. But I'm going to read that. I'm going to read that question back to you because it's very important. You might want to take notes on this because it's a very important question. If you were to own your own business on a part-time basis and it didn't interfere with what you're doing now, how much money would you need to earn every month to make it worth your time? Very powerful question. And they're going to come up with something. They're going to come up with a number. They have a number in their head, and it could be, you know, some people say $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $5,000 a month, you know, whatever it would be. So you get that number. And if they won't give you that number and they won't share that with you after you've built this rapport with them, then most likely the meeting is over at this point. And don't be afraid to walk away if people aren't willing to share information with you and be, you know, open with you after you've sat down with them, invited them to take a look and talked with them and found out about them. If they're not willing to share that with you, you really don't have much to go on to go further in the conversation. So the second question is, great, now that I know, you know, now that you know how much they want, say it's $3,000 a month, you'd say, you know, well, great, so let me ask you this. What would that amount of money, what would the $3,000 a month coming in every month for the rest of your life, let's say, what would that allow you to do, both short-term and long-term? You know, and I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said, well, it would be, you know, $2,500 to $3,000 a month. That would allow me to get a second car because my wife and I are sharing a car. And so it would allow me to get a second car and be able to do that. And at the same time, I'd be able to put money away for my kids' college fund. You know, I have two kids. They're going to be going to school. One of them is going to be going to school in the next 6 years or so. And I'm not sure how I can pay for that. So at that point, I would say to him, well, that's great. You know, so if I could show you a way to make that kind of money working part-time with me, then you'd be interested in learning how to do it. Is that right? And again, so if I could show you a way to make that kind of money, $3,000 a month, working part-time with me, then you'd be interested in learning how to do it. Is that right? And you're looking to get a yes at that point. And you notice that the statement in the question basically says, you know, if I could show you how to make that kind of money working part-time with me. When you say the with me, it brings you in as somebody that can lead them. It's an automatic assumption in the conversation, and it plants a seed with them that you're someone that they can follow. And you want to have that in there. So you say, great. You know, at that point, they'll say, yeah, I'm definitely interested. And I say, great. Well, let me show you right now how we can accomplish that goal for you, okay, of being able to have a new car, a second car for your family, and also put money away for your kids' college fund. So let me show you how to do that. And then you're going to play the video. And when the video is over, you're going to ask some questions. You know, you're going to ask them, did that make sense to you? Not did that make sense, because it makes sense, obviously, to everybody, but does that make sense to you? Did that make sense to you? You know, or what did you like best about it? That's another great question to ask, you know, or can you see why I'm so excited about this? You know, are you ready to get started? You know, if they say, yeah, I like this about it, does that make sense to you? Yeah, are you ready to get started? And you might want to pause there and wait for an answer. And then if you're not getting the answer, or they're saying, well, I'm not really sure, then you say, oh, or do you have some questions? Another great one is from Eric Worre, in the GoPro network marketing book. On a scale of 1 to 10, with a 1 being no interest at all and a 10 being I'm ready to get started right now, where do you see yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? And, you know, if they come up with a 6 or a 7 or an 8, you know, that's usually what you get. Unless somebody's ready to get started right away. If they say 9 or 10, you're pretty much going to sign them up right away. But if they say, you know, 5, 6, 7, anything above a 1 is good, because then you can say to them, well, how can I help you get from a 6 to a 10? And they'll tell you. They'll tell you that information. You know, another one that I heard recently is, do you see yourself making money with Ambit Energy? Do you see yourself making money with Ambit Energy? That's a great question to ask. You know, and or this one, you know, how soon do you want to get started in getting that second car and paying for your kids' college fund? How soon would you like to get started on that? You know, that's a great one. So, you know, and then when they start asking some questions or having some observations and things like that, you can tell them that, you know, you're going to get your business partner on the line and you've had that three-way call set up in advance. You want to do it immediately if possible or within 24 hours. But definitely, you know, if you can call your three-way call expert and turn it from a closing call to more of a welcome to your why call, and I'll explain that, you know, if you could do that and you could call your three-way call expert and tell them who the prospect is, what they do, where they live, a little bit quickly about their family, maybe what they like to do for fun, and their reason why. Then that's a home run, because you've uncovered that information, and that is valuable information to your three-way call expert. And it'll help this call become more of a welcome to the team call, or at least it gives that expert some valuable information to ask further questions and tailor the responses to them. So if you're able to say, you know, this is Jim and he lives in New York and, you know, he's married, he has 2 kids and, you know, he works as an accountant with this company and, you know, he likes on the weekends, he likes to go out, you know, hiking or whatever it would be. But mainly, you know, when I was talking to Jim about this business, you know, he told me that, you know, he really wants to be able to get a second car for his family. And then at the same time, he has his kids are going to be going into school, you know, not too far off in the distant future. And he's not sure how he could pay for that college fund. So, you know, we were talking about how Ambit Energy could be a vehicle to get him there. So maybe you could touch on that. And then you turn the call over and you introduce your expert to Jim, and that call will go that much better. So if you think about it, again, this is really what we're doing. The purpose of showing the plan is to actually have them take a look, but the objective once we sit down with them is to find out what they want and show them how to get it. And think about it this way. We should actually consider ourselves to be more like Santa Claus than Ambit Energy consultants. Because what we're doing is, you know, when kids are making a Christmas list for Santa Claus or the holiday list, they're making a list of all the things that they want in life at that point in their lives. And they're giving it to Santa Claus and hoping that it shows up. Well, here you are. you're creating a list with them, their reason why, a very compelling reason why. It's the thing that they want most out of life. And now you're showing them a way that they can get that. So we're really more like Santa Claus than we are ambit energy consultants. So I hope this has helped out the anatomy of a one-on-one. Maybe some of those lines in there can help you and craft this because that's what we're doing. We're crafting our skills and our profession to be able to uncover what people want, show them how ambit energy can be the vehicle to get them, because again, therein lies the motivation for them to take action and do something with this business. So we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you guys soon. We'll see you at the top.